Hello there, Bruce Cameron with you for another folk music program. This is Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. I hope you can stick around and enjoy the music that I've chosen for you today. We have a featured album, which I'll introduce in about 20 minutes or so, and lots of other stuff as well. Starting with a good version of a song that has been around for a long, long time, Baka Hilandi. This version comes to us from Ye Vagabonds, a couple of brothers from, are they from Dublin? Can't remember. I should know, shouldn't I? But I don't. Anyway, this version of this song comes from Aranmore Island, up in the north. The story associated with the song is about Napatandi landing on Rutland Island, which is very close to Aranmore Island, in 1798. Bringing about 3,000 Irish and French troops with the idea of starting a rebellion. However, that didn't happen, and he shot through. The song may just be made up because it apparently comprises lots of place names, not really much of a message, if you know what I mean. So, ye vagabonds, Baka Hilandi, welcome to Come All Ye. That's Baka Hilandi from the McGloin brothers from Dublin, Brian and Dermot. And there's a line in there, Misha Agus Tusa Agus Erebal na Mach, excuse my pronunciation of the Gaelic, means myself and yourself and the tail of the pig. Apparently that's some kind of nursery rhyme that some people on Aranmore Island still remember from when they were kids. The tail of the pig means to have good luck, similar to being on the pig's back. Ye Vagabonds, welcoming you to Come All Ye today. Here's a track from J'aime mal à mon folklore, an album by De Temps en Temps from Canada. This is Aglaé and Boubou au Nouvelle Anne.
aimons nos éternestines. Il m'a dit à la rive, voulez-vous, on va danser. Profitons du printemps, profitons du beau temps, profitons de nos 20 ans, quand on se lieu et sans plus tard. On a chanté, on a dansé, on a fait des danses carrées. Il a marché sur des souliers, mais il était si léger. Il m'a dit, Adelaide, même si je m'appelle Ernestine, il m'a dit, Adelaide, veux-tu venir dans mon buggy? Encore Ernestine, non, il m'a dit, Adelaide, j'en peux plus, faut nous marier. Profitons du printemps, publions tous les bancs pour élever des enfants, car on se lieu et sans plus tard. Au mois de mai, on s'est aimé, et des becs y en ont volé. On a passé devant le curé, et une fois fait baptiser, il m'a dit, Adelaide, je m'appelle tout. Pour Ernestine, non, il m'a dit, Adelaide, je crois qu'on a bien travaillé. Et mon vieux sacripant, toujours beau comme avant, est toujours intriguant, mais je peux pas dire qu'il peut tout le temps. Ça a commencé dans une soirée, et j'aimerais bien recommencer.
Usually that energetic this early in the program, are we? But that's De Temps en Temps from Quebec with Aglaé and Boubou au Nouvel An from the album J'aime mon folklore. I'll slow things down a little now. This is June Tabor and Thomas Lynch, who put this track called I Wonder What's Keeping My True Love Tonight on an album called Mr. Straw's Hallway.
I wonder what is keeping my true love this night. I wonder what is keeping her out of my sight. I wonder if she knows of pain I endure, then stays from me this night. I'm not sure. Oh love, are you coming your cause to advance? Or else are you waiting a far, far better chance? Are you coming to tell me love in store? Are you coming to tell me you love me no more? I
close to our loss. Nor yet am I waiting far, far better chance. I'm coming to tell you I've a new love in store. I'm coming to tell you I love you no more. For I can love lightly and I can love strong. I can love the old love till the new love comes on. I only to give your heart ease, and when you're not with me, I'll love whom I please.
I've gold in my pocket, pain in my heart, for I can't love a woman with one too many sweethearts. You're my first and only false love, but it's lately I knew the stronger I loved. So you grew. Spring grass grows the sweetest, spring water runs clear. I'm sorry and tormented for the love of my dear. Your love it lies as lightly as sends in the evening, goes away with dawn.
How sad. I wonder what's keeping my true love tonight. Or this night, depending on who was singing the verses. June Tabor from England, of course, and Thomas Lynch, another Dublin singer, from a curious album which I'll be featuring probably in a few weeks, Mr. Straw's Hallway, it's called. Different artists contributing tracks to that, and it's fascinating. You're listening to Come All Day. I'm going to play two tracks now with a vague, tenuous link. First one comes from a long time ago, the title track from an album by the Irish group Horselips, the man who built America, which signified a bit of a change in their style. They released a few records with a very traditional-sounding arrangement, but in 1978 they put this one out, and it was produced by a guy called Steve Katz, who was in Blood, Sweat and Tears, if you remember that band. And it concerns Irish emigration to the United States, and it got quite a bit of airplay, but not enough to really make them break in the US. So this is Horselips first, and then a song called Brave Son of America, which is another slightly odd track. It comes to us from C.W. Stone King, who sounds American but was born in Catherine in the Northern Territory, and it's a calypso song composed by Wilmoth Houdini and released by Mr. Houdini and his Calypso Parliament a long time ago. C.W. Stone King sings a lot of his own material, but not this one. So, The Man Who Built America, then Brave Son of America.
silver bars. Then one day gonna take us to the stars, 'cause he's the man who built America.
History, go sing George Washington and General Lee. Even Hale and Patrick Henry, Abe Lincoln, emancipating slavery. But we'll read on Mikado when he's gone, for he's a genius if one was ever born. There don't come no braver than General Mikado, the son of America. Characteristic song from the book of editions that lasts so long. This vocabulary that is listing me is owing to my high class propensity. I am not versed in psychology, I'm a man who can sing intelligently. I said I come no braver than General MacArthur, the son of America. At his side, for this flag he intend to die. MacArthur, the man with the heart of steel, to the invading Japs he would have never yield. He taught the Japanese for a fact, I'm leaving Corregidor, but I'm coming back. There don't come no braver than General MacArthur, the son of America.
Dead don't come no braver than he, the brave son of America, C.W. Stone King from, was that his first album, Jungle Blues, it's called, released on King Hokum Records. Brave son of America, yes, and before that, The Man Who Built America, title track from a 1978 album by the Irish group Horselips. I'll play one more and then introduce you to the featured album, I think. This is Mike Mullins, who was better, or is better known, I guess, as the guitarist with a old-time group called the Cache Valley Drifters. But on this album, called Eight String Sketches, as hinted by the title of the album, he's playing an eight-stringed instrument, which is the mandolin.
Thank you.
My goodness, what a talented man. That's Mike Mullins with a set of contradance tunes. The album is called Eight String Sketches on the Rubber Chicken record label. I will play one more before I introduce you to the featured album, for the simple reason that the featured album has two mandolinists on it. And I think we need to put a little bit of space between Mike Mullins and the featured album. So for something completely different, this is a song called The Barley Raking from Matt Green and Andy Turner, their album, Time for a Stotty Cake.
Time was coming on, the barley needed raking, and this young couple did agree, all for to have a jovial spree, all for to have a jovial spree amongst the barley raking. Fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-o, fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-o, all for to have a jovial spree amongst the barley raking. When 8 long months was gone and past, this poor girl fell a sighing, and when 9 long months was come at last, she fell a heavy crying. She wrote a letter to her love, saying, oh, me dear and turtle dove, will you return to your true love to ease her from her raking? Fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-ho, fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-ho, will you return to your true love to ease her from her raking? Well, he took the letter in his hand, and on it stood a gazing. Oh, he took the letter in his hand, and on it stood amazing. He took the pen and he wrote again, to think of me is all in vain. For a married life I do disdain, so well do I love me freedom. Fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-ho, fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-ho. For a married life I do disdain, so well do I love me freedom. Well, I have the finest pair of shoes that's made of Spanish leather, and I cock me beaver up in the front and face both wind and weather. And when the tie have run me race and cannot find a better place, I will return to your sweet face, we'll live and love together. Fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-o, fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-o, I will return to your sweet face, we'll live and love together. It was down in Liverpool where this young man was taken. He told the magistrate so free, this child does not belong to me. You rogue, you rascal, then says she, remember the barley raking. Fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-ho, fa-la-la-la-di-li-di-ho. You rogue, you rascal, then says she, remember the barley raking.
Oh, you rogue, just remember the barley raking. Matt Green and Andy Turner from an album called Time for a Stotty Cake. And a stotty cake is, well, according to Wikipedia, it looks like a fairly unappealing cake, traditionally made in the northeast of England. So, time to introduce you to the featured album, and it is called and is from the Harmonic Tone Revealers. A trio, Scott Nygaard playing guitar, John Reichman, mandolin and mandola, and Sharon Gilchrist, mandolin and bass. They're all very well known in old-time and traditional American music circles. And this is a part-time project. They're not really out to perform as a regular touring band, or weren't when this was released anyway back in 2016, I think. A couple of them have recorded as a duo, but most of their work before this album tended to be their own compositions. But this is mostly other people's compositions. Some are, some aren't. We'll open proceedings with a track called Half Past Four. Now, I think I've played this before on the program, but I like it, so you can have it again. Half Past Four from the Harmonic Tone Revealers, and their featured album today is called The Harmonic Tone Revealers. like. There's more of that coming. Don't worry, that's from the featured album, The Harmonic Tone Revealers. Scott Nagard on guitar, John Reichman, mandolin and mandola, and Sharon Gilchrist, also on mandolin, and sometimes bass. A tune called Half Past Four, which was composed by Ed Haley, who composed a lot of great tunes. This is a four-piece, I think at the time, four-piece all-female group, American once again, called Uncle Earl, Take These Chains is the song.
Take these chains, make a sound. Take these chains, wrap them round. Take these chains. Oh, dance all night. Dance all night, make a sound. Dance all night, wrap them round. Dance all night. Oh, take these chains.
Along, doesn't it? Take These Chains from the bluegrass slash old time group Uncle Earl. Their album is called, or that album is called, She Waits for Night. I'll play a couple of tracks now from a group called Scottish Fish. The album is Currently. This group come from not Scotland, but they're all alumni, or no, alumnae, I suppose, because all females, of the Boston Harbour Scottish Fiddle School. Four fiddle players and a cello. Cello and sometimes piano player. The second track will be a set of jigs called My Dungannon Sweetheart and Knights of St. Patrick and Bill Collins' jig. But the first one is a Breton Andro, It's St. Patrick's Andrew, but I didn't know it had words until I heard this album. Now I've learned all the words to this tune.
Da 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 da
getting a bit heavy there on the old Joanna, don't you reckon? A bit more piano than necessary, I think, on that one, but that's just my taste. Scottish Fish, five-piece group from, well, I suppose they're still from Boston. That's where they met anyway, the Boston Harbour Scottish Fiddle School. And before that set of three jigs, which were My Dungannon Sweetheart, The Knights of St. Patrick, and Bill Collins' jig, they sang, mostly, the Breton tune, St. Patrick's Andrew, which they call Yo Patrick. I don't know why, but they do. On the 13th of January, 2026, Sean O'Shea passed away, just a few days short of his 90th birthday. He was known as the Pucker. He was an Irish singer of some renown for many, many years, recorded extensively with Kjeld-Tore Hulen, Sean O'Riordan's little outfit. And he was called the Pucker because he was most associated with a song called An Pucker Bulla, which is kind of a tan puck goat. The story of the tan puck goat is known all over Ireland, and so was Sean O'Shea, apparently. So we'd better hear him sing it. This is the late Sean O'Shea. Did I play this track recently? I don't know, but it's good fun. You're allowed to sing along with the chorus. It's not in Gaelic.
A hook on crone is sir, will a hello, 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 Is trasker the poor chance not tortoga? Who's not knowing the ground left when you fell in love with the loop? I'll do the fuck up your will. I'll do the fuck up your will. Near of shake, hiding for a scot on, Nagorilla for May have villa, shans on the fash and lame babo, left on a moor, the fall of brick. The world's a rock, the air's a toiner. The breeze and all the yin shake will. Alleluia, 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 the conquer will. Alleluia, 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 conquer will. In Nyan, who's left high and run on.
Here's another one from the featured album. This is called The Girl Who Broke My Heart. So here we hear the harmonic tone revealers. Thank you.
dances, any dude will do. Or don't wait, daddy, come blow in your horn. If you go up new day, see what will be gone. With rosy red garters, pink hose on my feet. Take your red plumas and a rumble seat. Or don't wait, daddy, come blow.
You'd expect to hear a 17-year-old girl from Ballyboffey in County Donegal singing. But she does. She's got a whole album of blues stuff. That's Maureen Bradley. And her album is called I Kept These Old Blues. And yes, she was 17 when she recorded that. Richland Woman Blues, composed by Mississippi John Hurt. Then again, you never know what to expect on this program. Like, how long since I've played a sacred Georgian song? Shen Ha Vanahi. You are a vineyard, just blossoming, fresh young sapling in Eden. Traditional Georgian song by a traditional Georgian group? Nah, this is the Spooky Men's Chorale.
Thank you. Monday morning early, as my wandering steps did lead me down by a farmer's station, through meadow and green lawn. I heard great lamentation as the small birds, they were warbling, "We'll have no more engagement with the boys of Mullaball." Squire Jackson, he's unequalled for honour and for reason. He never turned traitor nor betrayed the rights of man. But now we are in danger from a vile, deceiving stranger who has ordered transportation for the boy of Mullaball. As our heroes cross the ocean, I'm sure a ship in motion would stand in wild commotion as if the seas run dry. The trout and
is heard quite often on this program. That's Nuala Kennedy. She's a member of a group called Aureala with Gilles Le Bigot, Jerry O'Connor and Martin Quinn. And there we heard another song supposedly to do with the 1798 rising in Ulster. Transportation song that time, The Boys of Mullaborn. That's a fairly new album, I think, Aureala. New to me, anyway. And we'll hear more from them. Now, another from the featured album, which I remind you is called The Harmonic Tone Revealers. A trio. Scott Nogard plays guitar, John Reichman plays mandolin and mandola, and Sharon Gilchrist, mandolin and bass. This is a lovely tune to play, The Road to Malvern. The Harmonic Tone Revealers and The Road to Malvern, a composition of one Jim Childress. Sounds good, doesn't it? Those two mandolins. Very appealing to me, though I can only play one at a time. Next one is another Macaronic song. I played a Macaronic song just recently on the program on a featured album by Barry Gleason, I seem to recall. Well, this is also Macaronic, and it's a song called Can Murtha, Welsh and English. Partly Welsh, partly English. And it comes from a group called Alan Nanavan. They write, "It would be foolhardy of a man to tackle a Murtha Tydvil self-possessed strong woman, and in our experience, they all are. It's also a wry warning to husbands everywhere. She eats all the meat and beats him with the chledwod, which is a ladle.
Eat lads all through the country.
Story.
Eat lads all through the country.
Story.
You better go dross Benagraig.
You better go dross Benagraig.
Than go with Graig i'r gwely.
My wife did send me wire out.
Down the river, David.
My wife did send me wire out.
Down the river, David.
I did tell her I wouldn't go.
I did tell her I wouldn't go.
She knocked me with a sled swat. Oh.
My wife did send me wiseo.
Without a bit of backo.
My wife did send me wiseo.
Without a bit of backo.
She got plenty in the house.
She got plenty in the house.
Ni chaw ni am so hono. Oh.
My wife did go to dinner. My wife did go to dinner.
She eats the key, give me the cow.
She eats the key, give me the cow.
A dyna chi ddiawl o bartner.
So I don't think that ended well. Can Murtha, the name of the song, and partly in Welsh, as you could tell. Next one comes from the other side of the Atlantic, and almost the other side of Canada, from Alberta, in fact. This is a fiddle tune from Donny Lirondel, and he's a Metis fiddle player, M-E-T-I-S, and the album is called Metis Fiddling for Dancing, and that's what it is. They're an interesting group of people. They're of mixed race. The word itself, originally French, meaning a person of mixed parentage. Alberta is the only Canadian province with a recognised Métis land base. Apparently, most of Alberta was Métis, and they amicably negotiated for it to become part of Canada quite a long time ago. Now, the other weird thing, well, a weird thing about this track, it's called Anzac Two-Step, A-N-Z-A-C, Anzac Two-Step, and I don't know why. All suggestions gratefully received.
Thank you.
for that last chord. Anzac Two-Step, a tune's called, played by Donny Lirondell from an album of Metis Fiddling for Dancing, produced by the, funded by the Otipemisiwak Metis government within Alberta in Canada. So good on them, respecting their Indigenous people. Here's David Francie, who also lives in Canada, has for many years, though he's from Scotland originally. A song of his that he'll sing with Tara Spencer. She'll also play piano. A song called Narrow Boats.
On the banks of the Thames, narrow boats, low tide, nestled in side by side, high and dry again. It won't be long, sunny or cloudy skies, river will always rise, hearts always mend. I sit by this river, this beautiful river, this murmuring river that whispers and sighs. Will you lie with me, love, just for this moment? Would you lie down beside me with the river and I?
Tomorrow will come, sure as the sun rises, at the strike of a heron, as evening birds sing. All bound for somewhere there's no way of knowing which way the wind's blowing or what tomorrow will bring.
On the banks of the Thames, narrow boats, low tide, nestled in side by side, high and dry again. It won't be long, sunny or cloudy skies, river will always rise, hearts always mend.
River will always rise and hearts always mend. Hold that thought. That's David Francie, the song called Narrow Boats. Tara Spencer singing and playing piano with him. Next one comes from Norfolk Island. This is George Christian, known as Tuffy, George Tuffy Christian, and the rhythm of the hula.
Let the rhythm Pacific, from Hawaii to New Zealand, let it flow on through. Hula, 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 let it flow. Watch it move. Watch
swim. You're to get the rhythm in you.
Tuffy Christian singing not in English but in Norfolk, the dialect peculiar to Norfolk Island. With the surname Christian, you can tell that that fellow is descended from Fletcher Christian, who was one of the mutineers on the Bounty who gave William Bligh such a hard time. Rhythm of the Hula. Next one comes from a duo that used to play jazz folk stuff, based in Brisbane, Aaron Hopper and Casey Patrick. And Aaron Hopper used to live in Bathurst quite a while ago. He's a guitar teacher and a very good guitarist at that, as you will hear. This is Beautiful Day.
There's a beauty.
Another one, of course, from the featured album. That was Little Liza Jane from the Harmonic Tone Revealers, and that might be about the last one we'll hear today from them. I'll revisit that album in future programs. Next is a song called To Live Is To Fly. I've played this a few times in different versions. This one, I don't think I've played this version. It's by the Danish group Sula. And they put with it a tune called Ganglat Fran Appelbo. The album, which is called Over Seas, two words, features Andy Irvine. He met these people at a festival in Victoria some years ago, and it turns up here on this album.
Come like rain on a conga drum, forget most, remember some, turn none away. Everything is not enough, nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been's forever gone, all you keep is getting there. To live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eye. We all got holes to fill, the holes are all that's real. Some fall on you like a storm, sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make, time is yours to take. Some sail upon the sea, some toil upon the stone. To live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Friends, it's time to go again. Think of all the poetry and the singing down the line. I'll miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear. Never pays to think too much about the things you leave behind. To live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eye. To live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the tears out of your eye.
Hans Van Zandt composition, To Lives to Fly, from Sula, the singer in that otherwise Danish group, was Rod Sinclair, with a bit of harmony from Andy Irvine. Final full track we'll hear on the program today. Coming up, this is Crazy Man Michael, not by Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick from the Fairport Convention album Lesion Leaf, but from Luke Plum and Kate Burke.
Walking. future, your future, I would tell to you. The future you often have asked me. Your true love will die by your own right hand. And crazy man Michael will curse with thee. Speak for the devil that haunts me. For is she not the fairest in all the broad land? Your sorcerer's words are to taunt me.
Luke Plum and some friends there. Crazy Man Michael, song composed by Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick from, at the time, Fairport Convention. We'll go out with a little bit of music from the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club. This is simply called Boy's Own Set. Thank you for listening to Come All Ye today. I hope you can do it again soon, like next time I'm on air. Or next time you want to listen to it, online, you can do that too. 2mce.org will get you there, or comeallye.com. Press a couple of buttons and you can listen to it as a podcast. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.